Right, let's get a roundup on the rural news with Maya Burry in Christchurch. Morena.
Morena, Corin. How are you?
I'm not bad. Now, you've been talking a lot this week about the issues with the pork industry and some concerns there, and the government is going to loosen some restrictions for independent butchers.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, this has been an issue for the week. It comes after pig farmers warned the decision to classify independent butchers as non-essential businesses had cut off a vital market for the industry, and it was warning it would leave farmers no place to house thousands of surplus pigs every week. So it was calling on the government to come up with solutions, saying the situation would become critical within a week and some pigs could have to be destroyed on farm. The Agriculture Minister, Damien O'Connor, responded last night. He announced that butchers will now be allowed to process pork, but that will only be for wholesale supply to supermarkets or other processors and retailers that are already open. But he didn't go as far as allowing butchers to open their own stores. He says that the risk of spreading COVID-19 is just too great. The pork industry is not really that pleased with this announcement, to be honest. I spoke to NZ Pork's chief executive, David Baines, last night. He says he's disappointed and he doesn't think this will solve the problem.
Well, they're essentially saying that the retail butchers can't sell to their own customer base. They're saying that they can open to process pork, but that pork must then go to essential services already in operation. So with the way that they've defined that, it's essentially the two main supermarkets. And they've already got established supply lines and established processes. My understanding is that they're not looking for extra capacity, so it's not like if the domestic independent butchers came on stream and said, we can help process an additional parcel of pigs for you, that would solve a problem for the supermarkets. I don't believe from what they're saying that it is a problem. So in reality, it's not going to move any more pigs.
And so David Baines says this will leave farmers with very few options.
It leaves us in a pretty precarious situation. We've already got pigs backing up on farm and we need to find homes for them. We're not in any way comfortable with having them to be euthanized on farm, which is our last resort. So we're exploring all opportunities. Obviously for us, one of the big opportunities is currently 60% of domestic pork consumption is from imports. So we're talking with people who are using that imported product and trying to have them use domestically produced pork in substitution to imported product. So we've got strong support from some of them. Hellers in particular have been very helpful in this process. So we're hoping that we can use that as part of the solution.
That's David Baines from NZ Pork. And it's understood a conference call between industry leaders and the Ministry for Primary Industries is going to be taking place this morning.
Now, a little bit of good news, and we need that at the moment. Soil moisture conditions have improved. So that's for a few of those drought-hit regions.
Yeah, so nice to have some good news. It's been a pretty full-on week. But NIWA's latest hotspot report does show that drought conditions covering much of the North Island did recede quite significantly in the past week. That was particularly in your neck of the woods, around your neck of the woods, Wairarapa, but also Gisborne, Taranaki and the Upper South Island. NIWA forecaster Nava Fadayev says, unfortunately, severe drought is still present in areas like the Coromandel Peninsula, Northland, Auckland, Waikato and parts of the Hawke's Bay. But she says generally soil moisture levels are improving around the country, and she says farmers in some areas will get more relief this weekend.
Over the upcoming weekend, places like Gisborne and Hawke's Bay could see about 10 millimetres of rain, so some more good news there, but the remainder of the North Island staying dry, and in the South Island, dry for most of the weekend, but a front approaching on Sunday will begin to bring some rain to western areas. We are still waiting for some more decent rain for the likes of the Coromandel and Northland, unfortunately, but overall the soil moisture situation is improving across the country.
That's Nava Fadayev from NIWA, and that wraps up the rural news for this morning.